Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Wake up with the Wolf Show at 6:54. Good news story time.
So if I told you guys or said the quote, "No bunny knows Easter better than Cadbury," do you know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yes. Of course we do.
Do you now have a vision in your head of that commercial that's like 30 years old?
Yes.
And it's pacow, pacow. You know, it's like the clucking bunny.
Yes. Sure.
Right. Okay. So I've been seeing it on TV. And I'm finally like, when are you guys going to revamp this commercial? It needs to be redone. It looks old. It's worn out. Let's do it. Well, finally, it's like they listened to me. They could read my mind. They are looking now for their finalists for the new commercial they're going to have. And they are calling for all pets, not just the bunnies. And they're down to 10 finalists now for the final tryout for the commercial. And one of them is like my personal favorite. He is a two-legged coonhound named Lieutenant Dan, and he wants to be the 2020 face of this Cadbury campaign, okay? He is from Ohio, and he's named after the well-known Lieutenant Dan from Forrest Gump, who lost his legs in combat.
Also got shot in the buttock.
Exactly. Lieutenant Dan is living his life to the fullest. Just because he was born different, he's not letting that stop him, and that's exactly what his owner said. And just so y'all know, none of these finalists are actual rabbits. They have a mini horse, which is cute, a pig, a llama, a hamster, a duck, and two cats.
Wow.
Yeah, so there's some good competition there for the finalists,
nice.
You know?
All right.
Yeah, and you can vote on their website if you really feel like choosing. I'm voting Lieutenant Dan, though, because Come on now, that's so fitting.
I made a mistake. It's not Lieutenant Dan that got shot in the buttocks. I made that mistake.
It was actually Forrest Gump,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
We're not looking to you for movie info.
Yeah, I know.
Now, the Wake Up with a Wolf Show presents 5 After Laughter.
And I watched the pros play golf. I watched Tiger Woods, Phil Mickelson. I don't think they're that good, quite frankly. Phil Mickelson, watch him golf. His ball is almost always on the grass. Yeah, how hard is that? I'd like to see him make some of the shots I gotta make. Yeah. How about a 9-iron out of the bottom of a guy's pool, Phil? Couple of Rottweilers chasing you around. See, you keep those hands steady then, my friend. You know you've hit a bad shot when you actually have to rappel down to it. And yelling four, where'd that come from? Four. How about get down? Someone's out on the fairway 200 yards and you whack a golf ball, which is now traveling, what, about 600 miles an hour? And you yell, four? It takes time for sound to travel through the air 200 yards. About twice as long as it takes a speeding golf ball, man. Kind of like... four! This guy will not hear four till the ambulance driver's loading him in a wagon.
Hear 5 After Laughter every morning at 7:05 on the Wake Up with a Wolf Show.
Dale knows everything!
93.1 The Wolf, who's this?
This is Katie.
Hi, Hi, Katie. How you doing this morning?
Good. How are you?
Good. Well, you're caller number 20. You want to play Dan Knows Everything?
Yes, that sounds great.
Good deal. Okay, Katie. Well, the way this game goes is that I'm going to ask Dale a question, and he's either going to know the answer or he's going to make it up, and it's up for you to decide whether he knows everything or he's wrong, okay?
Okay.
All right. It's National Pack Your Lunch Day. Dale, are you ready for this question?
I'm ready.
Who was the first licensed character to appear on a lunchbox in 1935?
Dale, you know it.
Mickey Mouse.
Okay, Katie. Dale says Mickey Mouse. Does he know everything or is he wrong?
I'm going to agree with him.
Ding, 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 ding.
Nice.
Yeah. I'm kind of sad that Dale does know everything, but yes, it was Mickey Mouse. 1935, he was the first character on a lunchbox.
Did you have a character lunchbox when you were in school?
I did. It was Strawberry Shortcake.
Ooh, I love
it. Strawberry Shortcake. Mine was Hot Wheels.
Well, Katie, very congratulations. Cool. You're going to hang out at the world's toughest rodeo.
Great. Thank you.
This is the Wake Up with a Wolf Show. 93.1.
Wake Up with the Wolf Show. It's 8:03 now. I'm not going to have you guess where this is because it's really, it doesn't apply because there are multiple locations here.
Okay.
This happened at a particular one. This involves true crime and donuts. So here we go. This guy in Portland, Oregon, was a big fan of the world famous Voodoo Donut Shop.
Sounds good.
Now, Voodoo Donuts only has a few locations. There's one on the City Walk in Orlando. I'm going to show you some of the offerings of Voodoo Donuts.
Oh, my.
Uh-huh.
It's like Duck Donuts on crack.
This is a chicken sandwich made with donuts, sort of like a chicken and waffles thing there. They have all kinds of specialty donuts. Anyway, this guy loved these donuts, but he was a little short, a little light on cash.
Mm-hmm.
His name's Christopher James. He's 40 years old. He goes into a 24-hour Voodoo Donut shop in Portland, middle of the night on Saturday. They're open. Pulled out a hatchet.
Okay.
Started swinging that around, threatening the employees. Jumped over the counter and filled up one of the famous pink boxes that they put the donuts in. Loaded it up with his favorite donut choices and ran off.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't take any money or anything else from the store. Just those delicious donuts.
I understand.
The cops searched the area, and they did find him. About a block away, just sitting there eating one of the donuts with a big smile on his face.
Nice.
Wow.
He was arrested for robbery. He didn't try to attack the police or anything else. He just says, man, have you ever tried these donuts?
I get it. They're awesome. I understand.
How much marijuana was he smoking?
Nothing.
Wow.
He just loved those donuts, man.
No doubt.
And now it's time for
Things You Need to Know.
We're a week away from St. Patty's Day. That means all the green stuff's going to be making its way out. And Krispy Kreme is celebrating St. Patty's Day with a new leprechaun trap donut. It's filled with Irish cream and topped with gold flakes.
Ooh.
Irish cream, I don't remember. I don't think it's good personally. But Dale, would you eat that?
That's not for me. It's too much.
You think?
It's too much.
I would try it. Okay. Diabetes.
That's right. Applebee's, we were talking about this 2 days ago, Dale. Applebee's is bringing back their 25-cent boneless wings for a limited time.
Okay, all right.
Ooh,
I'm about to tell
boneless.
You. And their wings are good.
Flavors include classic hot buffalo sauce, honey barbecue sauce, and sweet Asian chili sauce.
All good.
Fantastic. I will dive into that. Fellas, you're looking to impress the ladies. I have the perfect solution for you, especially if she's getting on to you about, why don't you have a motorcycle? That's what real men have.
Really?
Okay.
That's what real men have.
Okay.
Well, to New Delhi we go. That is in India, where a man was recently arrested for stealing 8 motorcycles because his girlfriend teased him about having 9.
You don't just need one, you need 8.
8.
Wow.
That proves your point. Officers busted the man and his accomplice. Yes, he had an accomplice after receiving a tip. So, if you're looking to impress a lady, I would say just go and steal something.
You are terrible for advice.
I know.
It seems if you were going to steal 8 motorcycles, you need 7 accomplices.
You do it all in one swoosh.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
How do you ride all those? You got to load them on a truck or something?
I guess.
Okay.
Truck, trailer, you wouldn't want to drive it out separate.
Nope.
Today is a very special day for me. It is National Ranch Day.
Is it all really? About the Kins, baby.
Yes. And Ken's is, no, just no. Don't even get me started on Ken's. Homemade ranch is the best ranch in the triad, I believe. is probably going to be a Pavilion restaurant. Have you ever heard of it? It's the Pavilion restaurant. It's a Greek / Italian restaurant, little hole in the wall place. Fantastic.
Don't know it.
Well, we're going to go there.
Okay. I love homemade ranch.
And yeah, and last but not least, here's a fun fact for the day. Did you know Miss Pac-Man was almost named Mrs. Pac-Man?
I like that better.
So Mrs. Pac-Man married to Pac-Man?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you didn't know that?
No, I mean, is that... What was it?
Mrs.
Mrs. She was almost named Mrs. MRS Pac-Man, but her name is Miss MS Pac-Man.
What made them go?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.